He says he doesn't care about those men. Blade says the people here all think their priests are thieves. They might get real upset if the priests start playing with their sons and brothers and husbands' lives. We take advantage of religious friction. If a Guni priest gets on me, we just appeal to the Shadar and Vedna laity, and never stop mentioning that I'm the only professional soldier around. Narayan grinned that repulsive grin.
You've given this a lot of thought.
Wasn't much else to do on the way here. Get moving. We have to take control before anybody wonders if we really ought to, before troublemakers think up ways to give us grief. Get feelers out to members of your brotherhood. We need information. Narayan had some organizational skills, though he was no charismatic leader. He could rise in a small group by demonstrated ability, but he'd never get a large gang to follow him just because he cut a bold figure. Thinking that made me think of Croker. Croker hadn't been charismatic. He'd been a workaday sort of commander. He'd identified the task to be accomplished, had considered his options, had put the best suited men to work. He usually guessed right and got the job done, except for that last time at Dejagore, when his weakness became obvious. He didn't think fast on his feet. He didn't intuit well. Past tense, woman. He's gone. I didn't want to think about him. It still hurt too much. There was plenty of work to occupy me. I began looking at the manpower resources that had fallen into my lap. Not promising. Plenty of spear carriers, determined young men, but hardly anyone who stood out as an immediate leader. Damn, I missed the military engine I'd had back home. I started wondering what I was doing here, why I had come. Pointless woman. I could not go back. That empire had moved on. It had no place for me now. I missed more than my armies. I had no intelligence machine, no way to ferret out secrets. Ram remained my shadow as much as he could. Determined to protect me, Ram was. Probably under the most dire orders of Jamadar Narayan. Ram, do you know the country around Taglios?
No, mistress. I never went out till I enlisted.
I need men who do know. Find them, please.
Mistress?
This place is indefensible. Most of the men are drilling out of their homes. Why was I explaining? We need to get away from distractions and vulnerabilities. Ideally on a hill near the south road, water, and a large wood.
I'll ask around, mistress.
He was reluctant to leave me, but no longer had to be ordered away. He was learning. Give him another year. Narayan materialized before Ram returned.
It's going all right. A lot of excitement. The men who were there must be at least 600 of them now, are telling inflated stories about how we beat those cavalrymen. There's talk about relieving Dejagore before the rainy season. I didn't have to start it.
During the rainy season, the main became impassable. For 5 or 6 months, it was Taglios's wall against the Shadow Masters, and theirs against Taglios. What would happen if I got caught south of the river when the rains came? That would give me time to get the army whipped into shape. On the other hand, it would not leave me anywhere to run. Narayan, get me...
Mistress?
I forget you haven't been with me forever. I was going to send you after something we compiled before we went south. One of our great enterprises had been a census of men, materials, animals, skills, and other resources an army needs. The results should be around somewhere.